Thank you for joining me on May 22nd. My name is Marvin Gray, and I am here to just give you a lowdown. When I say things, I want to make sure that you know exactly what we're talking about. So when I say New World Order, you say, Marvin, what's that? What is that exactly? I'm going to tell you. Now, New World Order is the emerging clandestine totalitarian world government ideology that they have planned for every man, woman, and child on this earth. And when I say that, I'm saying Agenda 21, MK Ultra. Your government is not here to help you. There has never really been a time where the government was here positively for the American people, 100% honestly, because they always have an agenda. They always have a backstory. There's always something. And that comes down to the fact that when you look at politicians, for some reason they were in a secret society like Skull and Bones or Knights of Malta, Jesuit Order. They really are the clandestine, just worst people you can absolutely have. Now, New World Order ideology is nothing new. Merely revamped is all. But it really took a hold of America in 1776, May 1st, with the formation of a secret society called the Illuminati, by a man named Adam Weishaupt. Now, he did this in Bavaria, Germany, and migrated to America when, they first founded it. And there's a reason why they called it the New World or the Great Experiment, because that's exactly what it was to them. It was just a place that they saw that they could exacerbate their world control grip fantasies that they have, because they are pushed by, in my opinion, Luciferian ideology. Because when you look into the Illuminati or the Knights Templar, Knights of Malta, Masons, if you study symbolism and things of that nature, it goes to show, without a shadow of a doubt, that they have Luciferian theology intertwined in their, whatever you want to call it, their get-togethers, their whatever. But it really grabbed a hold of America in 1776, and we've been under attack ever since. And it really come hard in the early 90s, 1900s, excuse me, with the formation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. We've been under attack with the Internal Monetary Fund in 1944. We've been under attack since the World Bank in 1945. We've been under attack with the World Health Organization in 1948. And that is because each one of them organizations is an organization formed or influenced by Illuminati ideology. There's always a Rockefeller or a Morgan or, anyone that they deal with is usually placed into positions of power so they can get their, agendas rolling along. That leads down to the Social Security system. The reason we pay Social Security is so we can pay back debt on money that we owe, collateral on money that we owe from World War II that we borrowed from the Federal Reserve. And you're thinking, Marv, that's not, come on, man, what? That's honest to God's truth. You take the little red numbers at the bottom of your Social Security birth certificate. Go to the New York Stock Exchange and type them up and tell me what happens. You're going to pull up a stock. Yes, you are. Because you are a debt slave. All you are here to do is work and pay back the government the money that they borrowed. Now, when we do that, we only further put ourselves into the clutches of a socialist type idea. So much that John F. Kennedy, he warned us of secret societies. He warned us of a privately owned banking institution that supplies America its money. I mean, if America don't print and mint its own money, and the Federal Reserve does it, I mean, what does that tell you? Who owns America then? The people who print and make all the money. And our money's not backed by anything. Nothing backs it. It is what you call a fiat currency. The only thing that makes the American dollar valuable is the petrodollar, which is the universal dollar that all of the world trades in. If you trade goods with, if China trades with Kazakhstan, they trade in American dollars. If Uganda trades with America, they trade in US dollars. And that's what gives America's dollar its value, is every country in the world using it to buy stuff. So it's valuable then. Now when countries don't do that, like Iraq, Saddam Hussein, or the Union of Africa with Muammar Gaddafi, they are instantly labeled as terrorists or rebels or a bad guy, and they are taken out. Which is nothing new. We've been doing that for since French Revolution. So when it comes down to these things, these are facts that you need to know as an American. And you're not going to be taught this at school. They're not going to teach you that kind of stuff. They're not going to teach you that our entire society is ingrained with Luciferian symbology and paganism. But that's the thing. They like to hide in plain sight. They think we're so stupid, they mock us. Look, we can hide right in front of them. What is this, the Washington Monument? Looks a lot like an obelisk. Nope, that's not what it is. That's not what it is. Yes, it is. It's an Egyptian obelisk. And they say it's not, but I mean, in my opinion, that's what it is. If not, the only thing I could see that being is like a monument to Bill Clinton. Other than that, I don't see it. But they use all sorts of things of that nature. They love to hide and be right out in your face with it. That's why they have these children TV shows with sex in them and stuff that you can't see. But subliminally, your brain takes that information in. And we as a society have to come together against things of this nature. MK Ultra, Agenda 21, those are things that really not a lot of people know about. What is it? The Georgia Guidestones. Educate yourself. Look them up. Look everything I've set up. Please prove me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm bad. Because you can't do it. You won't be able to. All you'll be able to do is attempt to, and then once you see them facts, You're gonna be just like me. You're gonna get mad. You're gonna feel betrayed and lied to your entire life. You're gonna feel an overwhelming amount of shock and truth just smash you in the face and go, wow. Take a step back and just breathe for a second. The world as you know it is not what you know it was for the entire amount of your life. But you have the right to be mad. You have the right to be mad, you have the right to be upset, and you have the right to do something about it. And the first step in doing something about it is educating yourself. Because in order to defeat your enemy, you have to know about your enemy. You can't be on the battlefield not knowing anything about him. You'll be doomed for sure. So with that being said, go look at things I set up, educate yourself. Hopefully puts you on a path of enlightenment. Thank you for joining me. Have a great day. Marvin Gray, signing out.